Well, let's prepare our minds for just a second to take the Lord's Supper. From John chapter 6, verse 55, Jesus says this, "My flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." Now, in that original context, Jesus was not referring to the Lord's Supper, but it's certainly helpful in our meditation this morning. We come before these elements. The bread represents Christ's flesh. The wine represents his blood and the new covenant in his blood. And these elements are for our benefit to strengthen our faith this morning. This is one means by which we come to Christ and embrace him and renew our faith in him if we're in Christ. And we believe in him again. As you take the bread, believe in Christ's incarnation. He is true God and true man. And he took upon himself, he gave himself to wear human flesh. He became a man for your sake. He humbled himself. He shares your flesh because he loves you. And so take the bread as a sign and a symbol and a token and a reminder of Christ's love for you, that he was willing to come and be your Messiah and be your sacrifice and be the death that you needed so that you might have life in his name. And as you drink the wine, believe in Christ's death on the cross in your place. Jesus died for you. He didn't just take on your flesh. He bore all of your weaknesses. He bore all of your sins. He bore the death that is due to you for your sins. He bore the wrath of God that is due to you for your sins. And so think about Jesus' substitutionary atonement. Think about how he died. You should have died. It should have been you who were crucified. It should have been you who bore the wrath of God. But he bore it in your place. He shed his own blood. Remember Christ this morning and believe in him. Feed on him. Feed on his flesh. Feed on his blood and be strengthened. And as you come, believe on him, trust in him, repent before him. Repent of your sins, repent of any known sin. And above all, brothers, I'd encourage you to renew your commitment and love to him and your commitment and love to one another. Because we share in one bread and we share in one cup and we share in Christ and our faith and our love for him and his love for us. Again, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's ask him to bless these elements. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come to you once again and we thank you. We thank you that we have free access to you. We thank you that we can come into your presence so freely through Jesus Christ. And we thank you for our great Savior. We thank you, Lord, for what he's done for us. We thank you for his divinity. We thank you for his humanity. We thank you that in his humanity, he is our Savior. He's our Messiah King. He's our prophet. He's our priest. He's the one who has given his own life as a sacrifice. He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We thank you for our Savior's sacrifice. We thank you for his death. We thank you for his resurrection. Lord, we're thankful that he's taken the sins of the world upon himself so that all who would believe in him, all whom you have drawn, whom you have elected, whom you will draw to yourself in him, he has died for them. And he has died for us if we're in him, so that we might share in his life and we might share in his righteousness. And thank you, dear Father, that as we take these elements, we're reminded that he will come again, that he is alive, he's resurrected, he's present with us in this supper. May he be present with us. May he help us. May he help us to believe. May he help us to take these elements rightly. May he renew our faith by the Spirit. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would come quickly. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.